This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, May 29th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Businesses rattled by President Donald Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs absorb more jolts even today after a U.S. appeals court temporarily blocked a federal court order that would have halted most of his taxes on foreign imports. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled last night that Trump overstepped his authority when he invoked the 1977 International Emergency Economic Powers Act to declare a national emergency as justification for his wide-ranging tariffs. But a federal appeals court this afternoon granted a motion allowing the government to continue collecting tariffs under the Emergency Powers Law while the Trump administration challenges the trade court's decision. Even before the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit stepped in, business owners and the National Retail Federation had said that without a definitive word on the case, the ruling only created more uncertainty yesterday and made it harder to budget and to plan. Four major farm bill conservation programs would see a significant permanent boost to their funding levels, that under sweeping budget reconciliation legislation that Republicans pushed through the House. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act that passed the House last week on a party-line vote includes about $14 billion in unspent funding from the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act for the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, and the Conservation Stewardship Program. The reconciliation bill would incorporate the funding into Farm Bill baseline for each of those programs. Under the IRA, the conservation funding is supposed to be allocated over a four-year period, fiscal 23 through fiscal 26, and it would have had no long-term impact on funding levels for the four programs. The GOP bill uses budget rules to create permanent funding increases for the programs by spreading the money out over a longer period. The trade-off of the GOP plan is less money up front and more down the road. The USDA released $1 billion through its congressionally mandated Emergency Livestock Relief Program that designed to support livestock producers impacted by grazing losses because of drought and wildfires in 2023 and 2024. The program was originally authorized by the American Relief Act passed earlier this year. The act allotted $10 billion to agricultural producers and general affected by environmental disaster, $7.7 billion so far distributed, that according to the Department of Agriculture. A state appeals court in Missouri Tuesday affirmed a trial court's $661 million product liability judgment in favor of four plaintiffs who allege Bayer's active ingredient glyphosate caused their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. In November 2023, a jury in the Circuit Court of Cole County found Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, liable on claims of strict liability for design defect of Roundup, strict liability for failure to warn, and negligence in cases in California and Missouri. The three-judge panel of the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District rejected all 7 points of an appeal filed by Bayer, calling out the company of its handling of glyphosate. Finally, pressure on corn coming not only from early planting and good weather, but now private analysts and crop scouts are suggesting the coming corn crop will be in a range of 137 to 140 million metric tons compared to the USDA forecast of 131. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.